Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Today is Wednesday. The week is just flying along. It's hump day, as they say. We're halfway over the week. It's the 19th of July. Tomorrow's my birthday, July 20th. I'll be working tomorrow. I'll be doing my show on my birthday. Yes, I am 100 years old. I was last on radio and TV in 1929 when the stock market crashed. Just kidding. Some of the biggest news of the day going on today. As always, I've got 100 stories in front of me every day. It never ends. I never get to 90% of the stories. The top 10% are so wild you can't believe they're even true. GOP Congressman Tim Burchett claims the Secret Service physically destroyed the cocaine found in the White House after concluding their investigation with zero suspects and zero interviews. Burchett told Maria Bartiromo of Fox News the Secret Service chose to blow up the bag of cocaine, apparently using procedures for biohazards. Apparently they went in, they got the bag, they treated it as a biological entity, and they destroyed it. To me, it just seems like they would go in there with the hazmat suits on, put it in a protective bag, take it to a lab for analysis, but instead they blew the thing up. He described the debacle as a complete joke and a nightmare. This development comes after the Secret Service reportedly concluded their investigation with zero identifiable fingerprints, DNA, or interviews conducted. The high traffic in the area of the bag was discovered, combined with poor security camera coverage of the White House, where the bag was left, were blamed for the lack of suspects and ineffectual investigation. Republicans have repeatedly wondered if the cocaine could be connected to Hunter Biden. What a joke. It could be connected to Joe Biden, as Donald Trump said on my show, and as I said on my show as well. It's really a sad state of affairs. Our country is in so much trouble. Let me move to country music. Country music. Most contemptible song of the decade. Country Music TV bans Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town video. The entertainment industry's liberal elite. Remember, I had that gal on. Can't remember her name, but she sang that song, Trump Won and You Know It. Trump Won and You Know It. You know it. I know it. We all know it. Trump Won. Great song. Great little, you know, angle there in her music. Great little riff. You can't forget it, right? I don't remember the words to like 99.9% of all the songs I've ever heard in my life, let alone what I heard yesterday. And yet I remember Trump Won. I know it. You know it. We all know it. Trump Won. Great riff. And Jason Aldean has a song out, Try That in a Small Town. That gal came on my show and she said that all the people that run country music are a bunch of liberal scumbags. And they don't like her anymore and they don't like her song. And they're just proving it again with Jason Aldean. CMT, Country Music Television, is no longer airing the music video for Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town, even as the song reaches number one on iTunes. The music video, which features Aldean singing in front of a government building with an American flag, incorporates footage from various protests, including Antifa and Black Lives Matter. It was released on Friday. CMT played it through Sunday before pulling it on Monday. The video reaction from the media was unhinged. Variety's Chris Willman exclaims in a story titled, Jason Aldean already had the most contemptible country music song of the decade. The video is worse. Aldean's Try That in a Small Town is close to being the most cynical song ever written. The Daily Beast published one of the most high-profile criticisms of the song. In its article, Jason Aldean catches heat for racist pro-gun lyrics, a modern lynching song. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Liberals are such scumbags. We got to move to a different country. We got to get away from these people. We need to divide the country. We need a national divorce, kind of a secession. We are never going to compromise with them. They're never going to compromise with us. They live on Mars. We live on Venus. There's no way to ever get along. We got to get away from these people. So I'm going to give you a phone number now to call Country Music Television and tell them to go F themselves and you're never watching it again. This kind of goes along with my philosophy and my number one best-selling book, The Great Patriot Buycott Book, endorsed by President Trump, who said, buy Wayne Root's book. This is the way to defeat the woke left. And I'm telling you, the way to defeat them is when thousands of people a day call Country Music and tell them to go F themselves, give them a middle finger, and tell them you're finished. No one's watching you ever again. Here's the phone number for Country Music Television. Leave them a message and object to their decision and tell them either they put Aldean's song back on or you're never watching Country Music CMT Television ever again, CMT. Leave a message at 615-335-8400. 615-335-8400. My fan Ron is the one who dug up the phone number for me. CMT, leave a message at 615-335-8400. Tell them to pound sand. Bunch of losers. Communist losers. Joe McCarthy was right. The country's run by communists. He was just early. And here's a great example. Illinois delegated control over its ban on book bans to a self-described Marxist. I try and tell everybody, I ever went to Columbia University with described themselves as a Marxist or a communist, and they're all running the country. One of them, of course, being Barack Obama. You know, the gay guy who ran the country for about 8 years. I don't know if you saw it, but Jason Whitlock, a black sports guy who happens to be conservative, has a podcast, and he said Obama was America's first gay president. That was the title of his podcast the other day. Obama was America's first gay president. I tried to tell you all, I heard for years that he hung out at gay bathhouses in Chicago. All my friends in Chicago were big shots. They all knew, everybody in Chicago in the know knows that Barack Obama went to gay bathhouses. But as I said in my tweet earlier today, so what if Obama's gay? Who cares? The left says it's no big deal to be gay, right? Why are you embarrassed? Come out, Obama. Tell us all you're gay. What are you ashamed of? The left says being gay is wonderful. Being trans is wonderful. So why is Obama so afraid to tell everyone that he's gay? Come on, Obama. Tell us how many men you've screwed. We all want to know. But I don't think it's a big deal. What matters is he's a communist scumbag traitor who is the president right now. Joe Biden is nothing. Barack Obama is the ventriloquist, and Joe Biden is the puppet, the wooden puppet. And Obama makes all the actions and takes all the actions and gives all the orders, and Joe Biden's mouth opens up and says really inarticulate things. And so Obama is the real president of the United States. He tried to destroy us for 8 years, and now he's doing it 50 times faster because he knows he's got to move fast in case Trump wins in 2024. He's got to destroy the country before Trump gets there, and or he's got to destroy it so badly that even if Trump gets there, there's nothing he can do, or he's got to destroy it so badly that Trump can never get there. So Obama's rushing to destroy the country. He is a communist, Marxist, scumbag traitor. And the fact that he's gay has nothing to do with it. But I just wonder if being gay is not a problem and no one in the left is embarrassed about it. As a matter of fact, you think it's a wonderful thing to be proud about. Then why don't you come out and tell the whole world that you're gay? Come on, Obama. Let everyone know that you had sex in gay bathhouses. Come on. Come out and tell everybody. So let's get back to Illinois, because that just reminded me about Obama, right? The word Illinois and the word Marxist. Obama just popped right in my mind. And it's not a pretty picture. It's like a gay porn movie in my mind. Obama, what a joke. What a joke that we ever elected this Manchurian candidate. The guy is I once wrote a column, he's the first Muslim president of the United States. Jason Whitlock calls him the first gay president. I call him the first Muslim president of the United States. And I don't know if he's Muslim. I'm not in a man's mind. I can't tell you what a man is. But I can tell you that Clinton was called the first black president because he was so good to black people. He bent over backwards, and he spent 8 years just, you know, doing everything he could to help black people. So they called him the first black president, even though he's white. And I said in my article, I don't know if Obama's really a Muslim, but I'll tell you one thing. He's bent over backwards to literally do nothing but kiss the ass of Muslims for 8 straight years. He is America's first Muslim president. Everything he ever does is pro-Muslim and anti-Israel. He is America's first Muslim president. I wrote that, I guess it was probably 8 years ago, somewhere around there. Probably towards the end of Obama's reign. When was his last year? Trump took over in 16. So I probably wrote it around 2014. So that was almost 10 years ago, 9 years ago. So I guess you could write a new, I could write a new headline, Obama is America's first Muslim gay president. Man, Illinois delegated control over its ban on book bans to self-described Marxist. So a far bigger problem has now become apparent in Illinois' new ban on book bans. This month, a self-described Marxist took the helm as the president of the American Library Association. If the ALA, American Library Association, chooses to amend its own rules about book selection to align with her Marxist views, Illinois law would automatically change with it. That's because Illinois outsourced its power over book selection and censorship to the American Library Association under a bill signed by Governor Pritzker last month. Illinois libraries now face forfeiture of state grants, unless they either adopt the American Library Association's Library Bill of Rights or develop a written statement of their own prohibiting the practice of banning books and other materials. The new ALA president, Emily Drabinski, she recently described herself as a Marxist lesbian. Oh, wow. She fits in perfectly with Obama. A Marxist lesbian. That's who's running our country. That's who's running our libraries. That's who's running our businesses on Wall Street. Unbelievable. They're all Marxists. Three-quarters of them appear to be gay, lesbian, trans. They believe in equity and inclusion and diversity. All the lies. They don't hire people based on performance. They hire you because you're a Marxist lesbian, and the world needs more Marxist lesbians. And if you're a white, straight male and a Republican, no need to look for a job. We don't want you. If you're sick, Wayne Alaroot for Avenue Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up.
First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wainwright sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
To the show. Lots of crazy things going on. I got a story to tell you in a second. Hold on. When Wainwright has a story to tell you, you know it's going to be fun. Put on your seatbelts. RevRex is the sponsor of this segment of the show. The IRS is hiring about 86,000 new agents, and they're coming after all of us. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. Revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access all your information, all your third-party databases without your permission, credit cards, bank statements, your point-of-sale system if you have a business, to find underreported income. But in many cases, your income's not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue, reconcile it to make sure the records are accurate and complete. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Match up your revenue. And get a great discounted price by saying war. Just for my fans. Special discounted pricing. Just tell them war sent you. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Go to RevRex.com. That's RevRex.com. All right. Lots and lots of stories out here in the Naked City. But I think this one is the one that really should wake you up, you know. And again, it's such old news. I told you this when they were talking about and debating Obamacare, and the wonderful Supreme Court led by Justice Roberts, agreed that Obamacare was wonderful. And I kept saying, Everything government touches turns to shh. You know what? Everything. Government sucks. Reagan said the 9 worst words in the English language are government. Government says, I'm here to help. I'm from the government. I'm here to help. 9 worst words in the English language. I'm from the government. I'm here to help. Government sucks. So in the United States, if you or your kid is in a lot of pain and needs a tooth removed, how quick can you get an appointment? Generally, today. Maybe tomorrow. But generally, you could call your dentist and they'll take you into this emergency today. That's America. That's what makes America great. There's no problem with the American medical system. It's great compared to England, which is socialized medicine, government-controlled health care. In England, children are waiting over a year in pain for tooth removal. Children in England are waiting up to 18 months on average. 18 months! For dental, general, anesthetic treatment and teeth extractions, a new investigation reveals some have been left with prolonged dental pain, according to information shared with the BBC. Isn't government wonderful? This is why I keep saying the road America is going down is a disaster. Government is a piece of crap. Government screws up everything it does. Government fails at everything it does. The parents of one girl who's waited 3 years for a tooth extraction say the pain keeps her up all night. Removing decaying teeth is the most common reason for needing this service, it says in this article. Rotten teeth. Can you imagine what England is like? Everyone's teeth are rotting out of their mouth for 3 years. They must have wonderful breath. It must be really easy swiping right and going on a date in England when people have rotting teeth and they're waiting 3 years for treatment. Can you imagine? You know, it's like you walk into a corner in a bad neighborhood and you go, here's $100. Can you give me some drugs? In England, they go up to dentists and they go, here's $100. Can you give me some dental work under the table? Come on. It's incredible. And I knew this. And when they were debating Obamacare, I told people the story, and I'm trying to think back now. A fan of mine back then, which must have been around 2010, I guess, a fan of mine back then, told me the story of how he visited his aunt and uncle in Italy, and the uncle had a massive heart attack, and they called an ambulance, and no ambulance ever came. Again, government-run healthcare. So they piled him in the back of their truck, and they drove to the hospital. When they got to the hospital, they were told, sorry, it's a 2-hour lunch break, come back later. And they drove back home, kept him with a massive heart attack in their house, you know, took him out of the truck, brought him back into the house, laid him on a couch. 2 hours later, they raced back to the hospital, and the hospital took him in. And when they took him in, they said to the guy, we'll treat him, but if you give us 10,000, whatever it is, lira, pounds, I don't know, whatever they do in Italy, euros, give us 10,000 euros, and we'll put him at the front of the line. Do you understand what medical care is like in the rest of the world? And Barack Obama conned the nation. Conned the nation. I don't know if he conned the nation about being gay or not. I don't know for sure. I don't know if he conned the nation about whether he's a Christian or not. I don't know. Maybe he's a Muslim. Maybe he's a Christian. I don't know. But he conned the nation about the joys of nationalized health care and socialism and communism and Marxism. And he lied to all of you. And he crapped on this country. And he made it a much worse country, although we're still far better than the socialized medicine in England. Thank God for the Republican Party, as bad as it is. We still fight and things aren't quite as bad as the rest of the world.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now! USA News Update. Congressional Republicans continue to scrutinize the Biden administration over the issue of illegal immigration.
During a hearing Wednesday, former Texas DPS Captain Jason Jones called on the federal government to intensify efforts against drug cartels.
If we do not designate these cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, 100,000 Americans that we are losing year after year to date is just the beginning.
Tennessee's Mark Green, head of the House Homeland Security Subcommittee, attributed the responsibility to the Biden administration. The hearing comes on the heels of an admission by the Department of Homeland Security that 40% of catch-and-release migrants have disappeared.
Correspondent John Schaefer. Mortgage rates in the U.S. are dropping slightly. The average contract interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage dipped under 7% last week, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. Experts credit the cooling of inflation. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Alan Rood, you know, I'm not the biggest fan in the world of Sarah Sanders, the governor of Arkansas. She's kind of rhino-like. She's not a huge conservative. She's not really a MAGA person. She never mentioned Trump's name in her, you know, State of the Union response, which I thought was really rude. But she's pretty good. She's a good governor. She's not bad. And she had something to say about Jason Aldean. I opened the show today talking about Jason Aldean and his new song, Try That in a Small Town. The gist of Jason Aldean's song is, you know, try a BLM riot in a small town and we'll knock you in the head and chase you out of town with a gun. And so Country Music Television banned the video. And she said, and I think this is great, this is what Sarah Sanders, governor of Arkansas, said: the left is now more concerned about Jason Aldean's song calling out looters and criminals than they are about stopping looters and criminals. I think that's great. I think it's great. It represents Democrats' priorities for being outraged over Aldean's lyrics while rising crime wipes out our cities. I love it. Thank you, Sarah Sanders. That's good stuff. So she's back on my good list. She's back on Santa's good list. Goldgate Capital. Santa Root. Don't you know Santa Root? Don't you know at Christmas time I'm the guy who delivers the gifts to conservative politicians? Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I got Chris O'Sullivan in my ear going, what? He sounds like the guy on Top Gun. What? Goldgate Capital is ready to give you $15,000 in free silver, so you better listen up. First of all, central banks are the smartest minds in the financial world, and they bought the most gold in history in 2022. And then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year, another all-time record. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver, delivered right to your door, inside your IRA, SEP IRA, 401k retirement account, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate Capital today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. It's toll free. Even the call doesn't cost you a dime. Or go to goldgatecapital.com, 855-770-GOLD. If you tell them Moore sent you, you get up to $15,000 in free silver. My guest is Michael Payton, author of the new book, My Family, A Cult, and Trump. Michael Payton, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Nice to meet you, man. It's a real pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So I think in reading the, you know, the information about the book and all the bullet points you supplied me with, I want to make sure we you know, kind of end a misnomer here. This book is not saying that, that Trump is a cult or people who follow Trump are a cult. You are a guy who was actually has great experience with cults and brainwashing, and you believe you're a Trump fan, and you believe that Democrats are the ones who have been brainwashed and are basically in a cult of Trump derangement syndrome. Am I right?
Absolutely. The definition to me of a cult being in one is like top-down authority. And you can see it on a small scale, like Scientologists. You know, in the 60s, 70s, there were a lot of New Age religions popping up with all these cults, and they just sort of passed over their thoughts and minds to these cults. And I was one of them. It was like I parked my common sense for 5 years. It was horrible, but I really learned a few things. I learned about courage. It's a really rare commodity. It seems to be really rare. It takes a lot of guts to stand up against the crowd and what they're doing and think for yourself. Most people don't really think for themselves. They let the media think for them. They let the party think for them. And I think that's really, really dangerous. So, yeah.
So you survived 5 years in a mind control cult as a young adult in the 1970s. So you have this unique ability to sniff out cults and group think brainwashing tactics. And all of that is what you see employed by the liberal political leaders and their mouthpieces in the media. Yes?
Absolutely. Like, it's funny, but a lot of the people I see in politics today, they remind me of people I knew in the cult, like Nancy Pelosi, Mike Pence, John Kerry, very intelligent people, but they're really for their own team. No matter what the evidence, no matter what comes up against them, the truth can hit them over the head, and they'll still defend their position no matter what.
Hey, Michael, Mike Pence the other day, he just reminded me on that stage talking about, you know, not my concern. He answered, you know, does America matter to you? Not my concern. He looked like a Stepford wife who's been brainwashed, and he's like a computer, not a human, and the computer short-circuited, and it went, not my concern, not my concern, not my concern.
Yeah.
It was really strange, really strange.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. The people I saw in the cult, like John Kerry. For instance, he's pretty much destroying, he wants to destroy the economy with pie in the sky, energy policy, and, he'll get mad at you, you know, if you question him at all. Eric Swalwell.
If you question him flying in private jets, well, he's complaining about you driving a car. Right.
Yeah. Eric Swalwell, he was with, the Chinese spy, Nancy Pelosi, she's with, a Chinese spy driver. Like, who benefits?
Pelosi. No, I just want to correct you. Not Pelosi. Dianne Feinstein.
Oh, sorry. My mistake.
Yes, Feinstein's the one with the Chinese driver who was a spy for China, and he was her driver for many, many years. Yes.
Can you imagine Ronald Reagan or Trump, you know, being driven by a Chinese spy? It just wouldn't happen.
It wouldn't happen. Maybe an Israeli spy, but not a Chinese spy. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding around. I'm Jewish, and I just kid around a lot about Israel and Jews. But we're very pro-Jewish. The left is very pro-China. And let me tell you, there's nothing wrong with being pro-Israel, because Israel's a great country and has done great things for the world. But being pro-China is very problematic for an American politician to be owned by China. That's bad news. Bad news.
Well, you know, I wrote in my book, there's a guy named Yuri Bezmenov. Sorry, I've lost my voice. I didn't think I could make this interview, but this guy, Yuri Bezmenov, in the 80s, he defected to the U.S., and he warned of manipulating and misinformation, and he couldn't believe how successful it was in one generation. He said, it's unbelievable how successful it is. I mean, kids are coming out with... believing in communism and socialism, like it's,
yep,
it's better than anything. And
all the people with money, all the people in this country with money, Michael Payton, are sending their kids to college and writing out $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 checks per year for 4 years, and their kids come out like being in a brainwashed cult, brainwashed to be communists. We're paying for them. We are so dumb that we're paying so they could be brainwashed. It's really crazy.
It's unbelievable. And they're getting into the culture big time, and politicians and the media. They're all bought off. I mean, how obvious do you want to be? Like, you see Biden bragging about holding back $5 billion if they don't fire the prosecutor,
yeah,
you know, that hired his son.
I can't believe he bragged about it, and I can't believe he's not in jail for bragging about it, because it's obvious he bragged about a crime. He committed a crime. They bribed him,
exactly,
and then he held back money.
Exactly what they accused Trump of. It's right on video.
Right.
You know, but
right.
You never see it.
That's the Democrat way. Whatever you see in the mirror, blame the other guy. If you're a criminal, when you look in the mirror, blame the other guy for being a criminal. If you commit a certain crime, blame the other guy for committing that exact same crime. Let's get into why you believe President Trump may be the most important president ever.
Yeah, it's... you ever hear the story, the Emperor's New Clothes? You know that story?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, okay. So Trump's that kid in the crowd, right? The Emperor's walking down the street naked, and Trump's the kid and says, Mom, why is that kid not wearing any clothes, right? So I think there's three kinds of people in the world. Like in the story, everybody sort of wakes up and says, oh, yeah, look, he's not really wearing any clothes. But in real life, that had never happened. So the Emperor isn't wearing any clothes, you know, the politicians and the system. It's just naked to the world. But there's three kinds of people. The people that will actually listen to Trump and say, you know what, maybe he's not wearing any clothes. Let's find out about this and do a little investigating. Let's really hear what he's talking about. Let's see his policies. Okay. There's the other kind of person that is invested in the team, in the Democrats, and they'll get mad at him. Like, no, that's not true. And it's like that team spirit. They don't want to look around. I don't know. It's something about human psychology. It's insane. And they'll do everything they can to argue the facts that are right in front of their face.
Right. Well, the best example isn't even for Democrats and liberals. The best example, Michael, is the COVID vaccine. There's never been a better example. It's like they left Scientology and they're all members of Vaccineology. The vaccine could do no wrong. You know, people drop dead left and right around them, and they go, oh, that's got nothing to do with the vaccine. Really? Well, it just so happens, you know, 12 people you know have died. All 12 are vaccinated. All your friends who are unvaccinated are healthy. You think maybe there's a sign there? Is there a little bit of a pattern there? And they just won't wake up, no matter how many people die.
Yeah, I lost my voice. And, you know, I've had problems with my lungs ever since I took the vaccine.
There you go. You know, no coincidence, Michael. And you're Canadian, right? You live in Canada?
I had to travel. Yeah, I had to take someone to go down south. So against my better judgment, I mean, I was pretty much forced. Otherwise, I couldn't go on vacation.
In America, I would guess it's 60-40 or 65-35 who took the vaccine, who didn't. But in Canada, I would guess it's like 95% took the vaccine. You guys were really forced into doing it. There really was no choice in Canada. We had a little bit of a choice in America, thank God. If you worked for yourself, you never had to take it. If you worked for a company, a big company, you probably had to take it. But anybody who works for themselves, like me, never had to take the vaccine, and so none of us did. So there's a huge chunk of Americans that never took the vaccine, probably 30-35%. What do you think of my guesstimate that 95% of Canadians took it? Yeah? Is that about right?
I would say so because, you couldn't really, they said, Trudeau's coming out now saying, oh, he never forced anybody. Of course he did. You couldn't travel unless you want to walk. You couldn't work for the government unless you took it.
Hey, Michael, we got to run. We're up against the break. You know the way radio is. Michael Payton, author of the new book, My Family, A Cult, and Trump. We got to run. Thank you, Michael. Grab a copy of his book, My Family, A Cult, and Trump. Thank you, Michael.
Root for Z.
7,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. For a limited time, the annual membership is $1. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In about 10 minutes or so, it's hour number two on Lindell TV. We're still on USA Audio Network. You can hear us on radio, but we're also, and of course, streamed on your computer, your laptop, your desktop, your phone. But we are also on TV, streamed on Lindell TV. Just go to frankspeech.com and click on Lindell TV 2. You have a choice of one or two. And on Lindell TV 2 is magically Wayne Allyroot from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock East Coast time. So check that out. If you happen to miss it, our show replays every night at 10 o'clock East Coast time, 7 o'clock Pacific, on Brighteon TV, which is brighteon.tv. Brighteon.tv. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Clay Clark and General Michael Flynn present the Reawaken America Tour. It's coming to Vegas, in North Las Vegas, in a newly constructed air-conditioned amphitheater at Craig Ranch Regional Park. Very few tickets left. Grab the last few tickets right now at timetofreeamerica.com. It's August 25 and 26. And interestingly enough, did you know that tonight, at the North Las Vegas City Hall, they're having a council meeting, and some group is holding a protest at the city council meeting, and they've asked all the liberals to show up to ban this event, to kick this event out, and to demand that this event be canceled, that you're not allowed to be conservative in America today. Wayne Root and Alex Jones and Donald Trump Jr. and Roseanne, we're all racists, and we shouldn't be allowed in North Las Vegas. And they're trying to have the event kicked out and canceled. They just don't believe that we have a right to give our views because our views are popular. And if they give their views next to our views, we'd win every time. So instead, they ban our views so no one can hear what we think. And it's just another example of that, but it's not going to work. But at North Las Vegas City Hall tonight is a protest about our Reawaken America event coming up. By the way, the left is so dumb. They couldn't spell cat if I spotted them, the C and the A. That's how dumb they are. And I saw their literature, their flyer that promotes the event, and they don't even know the name of the event. They're so stupid. They didn't even call it Reawaken America. They said, there's a bunch of speakers coming on August 25 and 26, including Alex Jones, and they're all racist and conspiracy theorists, and they give misleading information and come to the protest at the City Hall. They don't even know the name of the event. They're so dumb. It's Reawaken America, dummies. you dumb communist loser morons with no brains who are losers who never made any money in your lives because you're too lazy to work and you want welfare and government to pay for you. Most of you don't even know whether you have a penis or a vagina. Morons. So the lineup has 70 of the greatest conservative speakers ever. Wayne Allyn, Roseanne, General Mike Flynn, Alex Jones, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, comedian Jim Brewer, Cash Patel. It's a great list. Lara Trump. I'll be giving main stage speeches both Friday and Saturday. Nights and 2 book signings. Get your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. Use the promo code WAR, Time to Free America. Promo code WAR and name your price. Whatever price you can afford, they will let you in. Down to the last few tickets. Thousands have been sold, and there's just a couple left, so check it out. And you also have a chance to win backstage passes. All right. Fox executives are panicked over the post Tucker Carlson primetime lineup ratings drop. Fox News is collapsing, and they made such a big deal. The new lineup has Laura Ingraham, Jesse Waters, Sean Hannity, and Greg Gutfeld. And they rolled out the first night on Monday night, and the ratings show a free fall. They're abysmal. Even Sean Hannity lost the ratings battle to MSNBC. The guys in the executive suites right about now are vomiting into the garbage bags. They just screwed up everything that Roger Ailes ever built. They're so dumb. And what's really dumb is that Wayne Root says all the exact same things as Tucker Carlson. And you could have had a Wayne Root in that lineup, but Fox News won't even let me on as a guest, let alone hire me as a host, because they're so scared of the things that Wayne Root and Tucker say that are pro-Trump and pro-MAGA and pro-America first. It's really amazing, and they're panicking. Sean Hannity's time slot didn't change. Same slot he's had for, what, 20 years? And he still lost to Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. Wow. And the 8 o'clock show only pulled in 149,000 from the key primetime demographic, or I should say prime age demographic. Really quite amazing. Hannity getting killed. Nobody's watching any of these shows. Fox News going down like the Hindenburg, just like the country, unfortunately. Jesse Waters averaged just 161,000 viewers in the key 25 to 54 demographic. Tucker used to average 400,000. That's the same demographic, same time slot as Tucker. So he actually lost viewers from Laura Ingraham, who had 162,000 in the prime 25 to 54 demographic. So they're all getting killed, every one of them. Fox News is history. And I called it. I removed them from my book 2 weeks after the Great Patriot Boycott book came out as a number one bestseller. 2 weeks later, I came out with a second edition because they had just fired Tucker, and I knew Fox News was finished. And I took them out of the book. I removed them. I was right. Again. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. We get back. It's Lindell time. Go to frankspeech.com. Click on Lindell TV 2, and I will be on your phone or on your desktop, on your screen. And I got lots more to tell you about, including new studies that have come out on something called long vax. You've heard of long COVID? Long vax studies are out. Wait till you hear this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.